The church's most important task related to the unbelieving world is Jesus' command that we make disciples of all nations. We often call this the Great Commission. As part of the Great Commission, the church evangelizes the lost in every nation by telling them the gospel. The Great Commission also includes discipling believers and gathering believers into local church congregations. Given the monumental nature of this assignment, what are some practical ways that churches can carry out the Great Commission?
The challenge at the end of the Gospels is that we should go into all nations, proclaiming the good news and making disciples. The language of discipleship implies more than just being a learner. It implies more than just being a believer, but it also implies being in a relationship with God. Yes, the God who will teach us, yes, the God who will lead us, but the challenge to make disciples is to have people who will be in a lifetime's apprenticeship relationship with God. And therefore, that needs to be well modeled. So I think that people need to be in relationship with other believers who can show them how to live the Christian life well. It needs, obviously, teaching as well. People need to understand God's requirements of his followers and his disciples. But I think also it needs to be embedded in the church, because it is there that God has put in place the structures for people to grow as Christians, and indeed to be the lifelong learners, to use that phrase, of those who are in relationship with God and following him faithfully.
Comunicar el evangelio, tomar en serio la gran comisión.
Communicating the gospel, taking the Great Commission seriously, implies proclamation and demonstration of the gospel. It's like John Stott once said, it's like two wings from the same bird. The bird cannot fly with only one of them. It needs both wings to fly. In the same way, the Great Commission only really takes true effect in the lives of people, in their relationships and their societies, when people understand that the message needs to be communicated with words and deeds. The words bring a sense of clarity to the message, but the deeds also show us the significance of God's love, of God's compassion.
دور أساسي عشان يقدروا المؤمنين والخدام.
It's essential for believers and servants of the gospel to strive to make the gospel alive if they want to reach out to people and fulfill the Great Commission. For God to come to the world, he became flesh in Jesus Christ. And for us to be able to proclaim the gospel and to reach out to the world, we have to realize that the world is comprised of different peoples, different languages, different cultures, and different civilizations. In every nation, every race, and every ethnic group, we recognize that there is a special shape, color, civilization, specific mentality, and behavior. Everyone should present the gospel to the people in a way that they can understand, in a manner that they can grasp, and within the context of the mentality of the people and their civilizations. You might ask how we can effectively present the gospel to someone from another culture. In order to communicate the gospel to other people, we need to simplify and interpret the gospel through tools and a variety of methods that other people's way of life, culture, and civilization will accept.
We understand that Jesus left us a model on how to reach the lostness of mankind. And it is a model that is without flaw. It is a perfect model. It worked in the 20th century. It'll work in the 21st century. And if Jesus stays in heaven a little longer, it'll continue to work. That model is evangelism. Evangelism across cultures, across denomination, across the different positions of people, the socioeconomic standing, whether it be good or bad. It comes to a persons or to persons that are lost. And so some of the steps is that we not only get people saved by preaching and teaching and witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ, but then what are we going to do after they have been saved? And the problem is that most people are not assimilated into different churches because they don't feel like they are a part of it. So how do we continue to do the Great Commission? Well, we know we have to witness, and we know we have to witness, first of all, at home, and at home could be literally at your home. Then also, I believe that we should do evangelistic work inside your particular churches, because there are people in the church from time to time that may be associated with the church as a result of their parents or grandparents or some other personality. But I will say that if you want to start in Jerusalem, start at your home, start in your church, witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then once you've done that, then you reach out abroad and you try to touch those in the community, and then from the community to other parts and facets of the world, so that the gospel can be disseminated all over, that people would have a chance to hear the gospel and be saved. So when we think about how we are to keep in mind our position when it comes to practical steps and witnessing, getting people saved, is that let evangelism do what it's supposed to do. And when I talk about evangelism, there is a simplicity of it. And we have to make sure that we don't become muddled with the simplicity of it and try to add on things that make it become difficult. And so what do I mean when I say that? I say that we are to, first of all, pray that the Holy Spirit leads us and guide us. And then secondly, make sure that we take the gospel, not man's ideology, but the gospel. And we do know that if we lift up Jesus, that he will draw men unto him. The great thing that makes me so excited about witnessing to people that don't know Christ is the fact that I don't have the responsibility to bring them alongside Christ. I do have the responsibility to go in and preach the gospel, to witness the good news of Jesus Christ. But the hardest part is left up to Christ himself. All I need to do is lift him up, and then he'll draw men unto him. So when we think about that, prayer need to be the object, need to be the nucleus. And then we take the gospel and we take it into all the world. And once we've done that, I believe we'll hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."